call to order the October meeting of the Cary Beach Planning and Zoning Commission. I believe the first thing on the, is it swearing in? No, we don't need to swear in.
Agenda first. Agenda. Swearing in will be the first item on the.
I see, okay, I'm sorry.
Agenda, minutes, and then.
So you can't vote until you're sworn in?
Right.
Okay, approval of the agenda. Is there a motion to approve the agenda for tonight?
Motion.
Second? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Third item is the approval of the minutes of the regular meeting on September 6, 2011. So, general minutes. Oh, I'm sorry, okay. This is all this way, so.
I didn't find any, any incorrect in the minutes, and I'll move it through the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, number four, persons to address commission.
No, 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 old business. We're going to do the swearing in.
Okay, do you want to swear in now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mr. Klaus, just right here, repeat after me. I, Dennis Klaus, swear that I will support and maintain.
I, Dennis Klaus, swear that I will support and maintain.
The Constitution and laws of the United States.
Constitution and laws of the United States.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
And the Constitution and laws of North Carolina.
Not inconsistent therewith.
Not inconsistent therewith.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
And that I will faithfully discharge my duties.
As a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
As a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
For the town of Cary Beach.
For the town of Cary Beach.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Good work.
All right, excellent. Number four.
Yes.
Number four.
That's good.
All right. If it's okay with the commission, I thought it might be worthwhile to kind of bring Dennis up to date as to what the major issues are, so it's not quite as confusing tonight, perhaps, if that's okay. Okay. Basically, we have about three things that are going on. You can probably look at it in a minute. One is that we've been talking about developing an ordinance for alternative energy, solar panels, windmills, and stuff like that. And, you know, we were tasked somewhat with kind of driving around the community and come back with some ideas, you know, about that tonight. The issue is that we don't have anything right now. There is a state of North Carolina does have a law that says that we can restrict rooftop solar panels that can be seen from the front. So, you know, basically you can't restrict them from the back, but you can restrict them from the front. They have some odd language for that. That's the most we can restrict it, but obviously we don't have to restrict it at all. So, you know, that's kind of where we stand there. And then we also talked about windmills, and right now we really don't have any other than just kind of normal structural requirements. People can build a 35-foot windmill in the backyard. So those are kind of the issues that you know, suggest that we may want to start looking at alternative energy. The second issue, which probably is in the minutes too, is that we now have an additional vacancy on the commission here, and I believe that there will be an appointment on the next council meeting. Is that correct? Or
well, that's what it says here. I'm wondering.
That's why I was wondering.
I don't know.
you know, Nancy stepped out, but I'm wondering, you know, whether or not people can still submit applications.
I don't see why not, but there's two current applications in there right now.
I met a gentleman this weekend that wanted to submit an application and, you know, didn't know his...
Nancy.
I know the council hasn't closed the application process, so...
Is it still being advertised at all?
I don't think so.
Yes.
Is it?
It is, okay, all right.
Okay, so we could.
So it's probably not closed yet.
Okay, and then the third thing, and I guess we're kind of going down the old business, you know, categories right here, I guess there was a little bit of a confusion. For the last year and a half, we've been talking about an overlay district form-based planning. And the idea of form-based planning, and we've kind of had off and on discussions of it, I believe we had a presentation on form-based planning. But the idea there is to have kind of a picture of what we want building to look like here. We build an ordinance around that, you know, so, you know, there's some consistency in terms of trying to implement, let's say, the Sawyer study or whatever. The way that we talked about doing that is what is called an overlay district. So we're not changing the zoning that we have right now because that involves a lot of difficulties. But you can have an overlay district where you can add additional components of ordinance or design requirements wherever you want. I mean, you can draw an overlay district anywhere. You can cut across different zoning categories. You can, you know, I mean, really an overlay district is you simply take it and overlay it. And there was initial talk that we were going to do that in the B1 district as the overlay district. This is where I got confused last time, is because our mayor talked about extending the business district, which is a different issue than what we had talked about. And when I was looking at the history of the discussion, that was a history of discussion of the overlay district and the form-based planning. But the mayor at the last council meeting said that he wanted us to pursue the extension of the business district up K Avenue to 7th Avenue. And I kind of wondered what we were talking about then. And so, I don't know, does anybody have...
Well, I know it's in the land use plan.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a paragraph that talks about it. We had never discussed it before. We would have asked to do that. Mm-hmm. So it's something new about extending it. It's something new for us.
Well, actually, you know, I've looked at the timeline right here, and I, you know, for example, there's a lot of stuff on overlay districts, but on October 2009, the NC School of Design presented their report to the EDC, which included a map of Fury Beach. Now, the EDC has been disbanded. That's the Economic Development Committee, I think it was. So it wasn't presented to the Planning Commission. Uniting the B1 district at K Avenue, going up to Dow Road.
Yeah, the last future land use map in the land use plan lays out the extension of the commercial or business district on a half block from Fort Fisher all the way up to 7th. Okay. You want to see that? It's the last item.
But we don't split blocks in half when you do...
Well, and I'm looking at this, and it looks like it is, or at least the frontage on K. You know.
Okay. Well, just because there was some confusion last time, because we've been spending a lot of time talking about overlay districts and form-based planning on the existing B1 district, and then the mayor talked about the extension of the business, the B1 district, up K Avenue. And we were kind of getting confused because we hadn't talked about that before.
Right.
So,
right.
From what I understand in the minutes from the council, that was the decision of the town council that we do look at the extension of the B1 district to K Avenue? Or up K Avenue to Dow Road, I mean.
Yes and no.
Okay.
I haven't seen the minutes yet. We had some action items that went out. And unfortunately, you weren't at the council meeting, were you? Okay. What they said, because I mean, I asked it ad nauseum, but they were really kind of fed up with me. Because in here it says to Dale Road, other people were saying to 7th Avenue, some people were saying to Town Hall, some people said it took in a block on each side, some people said it didn't. And so I asked over and over and over again, specifically, what are we talking about? And they settled on up K to right here where Town Hall is. And one plot,
one lot
on each side. I walked around here and looked at some of this. I mean, we're not talking about a very big area, so I'm not real sure how all of this is going to mushroom into some big economic development project. I personally don't understand why it's not a full block, because especially on that side, you have some businesses that cover that whole block. And I would hate to zone some of them, half of the business residential and half business and half of the block residential and half business. So I think some direction is for you guys to look at the extension of the B1 district down K Avenue. And I can't speak for John, but I would think most of the elected officials would like for you to look at several alternatives. Okay? I don't think we can take it all the way to Dow Road because there's federal property.
The only reason I went to 7th is just as far as anybody's going to be allowed to build.
Okay, so 7th as opposed to
6.
Okay. Maybe take it to 7th since the rest of it is federal property. Look at doing it just one lot, looking at doing a whole block. I'd like for you to look at a couple of alternatives. Don't put yourself in a box and say this is the only way it could be, and a year from now somebody comes back and goes, well, why didn't you, you know, think out of the box and look at every possibility.
Greg, do you need a list of people just talk, or do you want to recognize people? How do you want to do that?
You just
talk?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, for right now.
My understanding was, first of all, land use plan is past due to be redone.
Five-year
plan. This is 2006 plan, so 2011 should be a new one.
It was adopted in 2007.
I'm sorry.
It was adopted in 2007.
Okay, it's up
so
next
it's really
year.
Due to
okay,
next
gotcha.
Year.
Oh, I never saw that. Okay, whatever it is, it shows 8606 on here. That's why I'm what I'm looking at.
Could have been what it's drafted.
And there's obviously, when you're looking at the maps, there's a whole lot of stuff on here that's not filled in, that's been built or changed since then. You know, the park isn't in there, and a couple of buildings that have been built along that corridor are in there, so it's really changed its nature. But when I was talking to the mayor, he was indicating that he thought he was looking at B2 to have some mixed use between residential and
B2
commercial.
B2 hasn't even been mentioned.
Okay. Well, he mentioned it to me on an aside type of thing. We just had a good conversation. And so I don't know. Again, I go along with what you're saying. We need to look at it and see what's even appropriate to consider, let alone recommend as a study. And then what would we be looking for from whoever would be conducting the study? Because I'm not really quite sure what we're trying to accomplish. But didn't it come out of the marketing study, if I'm not mistaken, that took the survey that happened a few years ago, that the residents of the community as well as the long-term visitors indicated that they wanted more things in a commercial district, whether it's shops, retail, or food establishments, or coffee shops, or whatever the case might be?
They indicated more, I think. Small shops.
Yeah.
We had a plan one time along with the Pier Key Cottages or at mm-hmm. one time.
That was a part of the motivation.
To have like shops and stuff on the bottom of the residential on top. It's
supposed to be a coffee shop there.
We saw architectural design. That was a rendition of it, we should say. Yeah.
But that project took up more than one block.
Yeah.
So well, one line. It took up a block almost.
Oh, always where districts or areas have been divided up is the street is the boundary line. Like you look on this map here, the B1 district. It goes from J Avenue through K all the way to L. And we've always used the streets as deciding lines for our zoning areas. We'll be looking at going through two blocks of RA2, north and south of K Avenue.
Yeah, so I was looking for that.
Then two blocks of RA1 from 5th to 7th Street, and B2 is already a business up here where the town hall is right now. This is K Avenue, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th.
What is allowable in business? I mean, remember we went through a whole process of defining business. What is allowable in the RA2 right now for business? Because the issue is, you know, do we need to go through rezoning, or if we already allow certain commercial activities in a RA2, then it can be an overlay district to deal with this particular issue rather than a rezoning issue, which is a different animal.
Can you allow professional offices, customary home occupations, churches, schools?
But no kind of traditional retail commercial activities?
Saying B2, Craig, is that
true? No, the RA2. See, RA2. You know, the RA2 is what it currently is.
Page 1225.
1225 in the
zoning book.
Not the land use.
In the ordinance, you mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure if that lines up anymore. I'm on RA2.
Oh, they printed yours off of the internet.
Yeah,
I had the same problem, remember?
Yeah. So I'm in 19151.
That's it, 19151.
Monitoring offices.
So, you know, I mean, you can have offices, professional offices.
Home occupations. Churches. Schools, libraries.
You put a college there.
Then you look at RA1, James, you've got a couple of blocks of RA1 up there.
What is RA1? I think that, if I remember right, allows more.
RA1 probably allows.
That's the last. That's 19108. Am I right? No.
RA1 right there. Permitted uses.
Yes, okay, yeah.
Usually the order number is.
It's the B2, which will allow a number of those items, including residential.
Well, that would require rezoning. So I think the issue under discussion, and we can certainly have this discussion tonight about what to pursue. I was reading in the land use plan, commercial district and K Avenue commercial corridor. I mean, clearly, they're calling it the K Avenue commercial corridor. And it's not traditionally been used for commercial activity, but then this is, I think, an important statement. But there was a desire by the town to allow commercial mixed use on parcels abutting K Avenue. So, I mean, clearly it's identified not the full block, but when it has abutting, it would be just one lot there. And a commercial area in the interior of the town that is zoned as neighborhood business, that's the B2. Oh, okay, they're talking about linking. Okay, by doing that, it's a link between the B2 and
this is B1 right there. There's some setbacks and things. That's different from B1.
Okay, then we look at the.
I don't know. Very sure about that because that last sentence. Let's see here. The corridor will also provide a link between the commercial district on the book. In a commercial area in the interior of the town that is zoned as neighborhood business B2 and is in close proximity with key buildings such as town hall, fire, and police station. So that
do we have
is this corridor right here.
Does somebody have a zoning map in front of
them? Yeah.
What is this? We have a hodgepodge of zoning. It's I've never seen anything like this, actually. Okay, so this is already B2.
This is B2, what we're seeing.
But it's just this little teeny thing that's B2, it looks like, okay? So we're B1, and then this is RA2.
RA2 on both sides. Then RA1 here.
This is RA2. It's kind of. So we're talking about rezoning the RA2 upstate out of it.
And RA1.
Okay, yeah, going to 7th Street, then you are RA1. Going at this right there, okay. Okay, I'm just reading here the plan too. It says the town desires, let's see, a redevelopment in this area for small scale commercial mixed use structures. Town may consider expanding the commercial district in the future to include the area along K Avenue west of 3rd. So it says the town may consider expanding the commercial district. Okay, so I mean that's a request. I mean the only way to do that is a rezoning. That's it. You have to rezone it either as a B2, B1, or create some other business district as part of it.
So we have to hear a lot of folks that live in there too.
May I make a comment quick?
Yes.
One of the things I asked Nancy to put in the record is I have a very, very strong request that we involve the business community at the very beginning, not just a public hearing, but we really make an effort to talk to them this time. You know, maybe we're just going that extra step there to get them involved, and maybe they won't do it, but I really don't want to leave them out this time.
They've never been left out of anything. We've had a remarkable openness. Now, whether they show up or not, that's a different issue.
Well, I would really like to talk to them as much as possible and get them involved.
In well, you know they're going to object to this.
I don't see why. It would give them
competition.
It would give more people to eat in the restaurants and more people to fish on the piers. So.
I don't think that way. Hmm? I don't think that way.
Unless we build another restaurant.
Well, I mean, but that's what we would be allowing. We'd be allowing restaurants and other things there. So.
And if you didn't go about the block, you can use the streets as the boundary lines. When you look at your setbacks in B1, you've got 3 feet versus your 5 feet or 10 feet residential people. So if you try to butt a business up in somebody's house, one lot over, you know, you're looking at a big issue right there.
I've been involved with many planning commissions where we've done rezoning, but the rezoning has always been at the request of a property owner, so there's not this sort of problem. I mean, here if we're going to rezone, it's going to be the town that's making the effort. Now, what would be the legal steps that we would have to go through to do that? We had talked about that a couple months ago, about the legal steps of doing a rezoning. So
it goes from everything from notifying each property owner with a registered letter to, I think, 2 or 3 public hearings, along with posting the area in which they're wishing to rezone, and having those records available at town hall for inspection at any time. But it's a pretty fairly complicated process.
So how's the overlay? Well, the overlay is we would look at the B1 district and we would overlay design characteristics on the part of the B1 district. So, you know, right now people can build whatever they want as long as it satisfies zoning. Okay, I mean, there's no design. People can just put whatever they want. By doing an overlay, you would say that in wherever you would want to overlay an additional district on top of the zoning district, that within that overlay, we would have certain requirements. And typically, they're design requirements. You know, you could also overlay special use permits or conditional use permit requirements.
It's form-based.
be a form-based or design, but, you know, it could also be different landscaping, you know, requirements, you know. I mean, basically, you can stick anything into an overlay district. The overlay district just refers to something that's overlaid on an existing district. That doesn't change the zoning, it just adds more or less. I mean, you can actually reduce some of the characteristics, too.
So it doesn't change anything.
It doesn't change the zoning.
It doesn't have the overlay residential, it's still residential.
Right, right. I mean, you're not changing the zoning or the permitted uses, but you're changing typically the design requirements within that. And that's a fairly standard approach right now because, well, you can also change the permitted uses because that's used extensively for mixed use. You know, the overlay district is often used for mixed use. But let's say we have, there's a lot of interest in that here, having mixed use, you know, where you have on the bottom a store and then on the top you have. So what you could do is you could look at the B1 district and you can overlay a mixed use overlay on top of that, you know, with characteristics about, you know, that would either encourage mixed use or, you know, have design characteristics about mixed use or whatever.
But wouldn't that be B2? Because B2 becomes a neighborhood business where you could have residential and commercial mixed.
Right, right.
So you would basically end up with a B2 overlay, allowing those things that are there to stay, but putting requirements on future development within that area, within the form-based, form-based zoning.
I mean, overlay is used extensively for form-based or design things. I mean, that's really the easiest way to use it. So if we want to take the North Carolina School of Architectural Designs, okay, they came up with some really nice presentations and stuff like that. If we want to take that and say, write that into the form-based requirements in terms of what we would hope if anybody goes in there and develops something, it has to look like this and, you know, put the pictures in. We could take that as an overlay on the B1 district. Or we could extend it beyond the B1 district, too, because there's commercial activities that's allowed in some of the other districts. And simply say that if you're going to do something in this overlay, and it doesn't have to be exactly the B1, it could just be, you know, maybe this this intersection right here. But wherever we decide, we say that if you're going to do something, it has to follow these design requirements.
Would the overlay cover, for instance, RA2, allowing business, since it's already allowed in there, versus rezoning the whole area?
You know, that's a legal question. I can't answer that as to whether you can change permitted uses through with an overlay district. Because that's a zoning issue. I don't think we can do
that. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But like, for instance, is an RA2 with two blocks on either side of K Avenue, 3rd through 5th. It already allows residences, which is allowed everywhere. You've got doctors, dentists, professionals, you've got all your other, you know, your college schools, libraries, churches.
But then home occupations, too. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wanted to put a whole city job, they wouldn't be allowed. And I think that's really what the town is interested in, is having that type of thing, you know, extending up K.
So, are we receiving, Emily, from council, okay, the request to examine how the Planning and Zoning Commission can facilitate plans to create a zoning area, district, whatever which it would be, to accommodate what the market survey said that residents want in this area. So it's not like we're trying to make a decision whether we should or should not have a pub or a coffee shop or whatever. That decision really has been made. And what we're trying to do is to determine how that actually can happen by either rezoning, whether it's an overlay, or whether it's straight zoning changes.
I mean, I think the way that this reads and the way that we got direction from the council, it would require a rezoning.
I don't disagree with you at all.
You know, I think it requires rezoning. If that's the charge, then obviously Planning and Zoning Commission is the first step to start facilitating the rezoning process. It's, given that it's rezoning, I think that it's probably pretty important that we follow the appropriate steps in terms of getting the business people involved. I'd be a little nervous about, as a quasi-public process, I think we have to be very careful about one-on-one conversation with the business community that is not going to open an open hearing. So what I would suggest is that we have a, I'm not sure if it's technically a public hearing because we're not proposing anything yet, but an informative hearing or something like that. We make an announcement that we're interested in rezoning that corridor into a commercial slash business district.
Excuse me,
a workshop, yeah, some sort of a workshop, and just open it up to people to come here and start a conversation. That seems to be the starting point.
Well, all we do in that case is this just be an additional advertisement in the paper saying that that's specifically what we're talking about, and we invite anybody that is interested to come.
Yeah.
What is it? What we add? Can we add permitted uses to a zoning district?
Add more uses to a zoning district?
Yep. There's a public hearing or something with anything else.
Yep.
We could add, that's true, we could add.
So why wouldn't we, just add?
But that would also, but if we're adding
it. RA2 goes all the way down.
All the way, it goes all the way down. So it's not that corridor. We'd be adding permitted uses throughout the whole RA2.
RA2, look how many RA2 areas you got there, for instance. You can do that one.
Yes.
I have a coffee shop on my corner, man.
Which would be kind of nice.
I still want to start a college.
Yeah.
Is everybody in agreement that the next step is a workshop for this? If we're
the rest is again a form-based plan. Now, we're talking about everything.
This is... I think there was some confusion by the council about the form-based overlay and moving the commercial district up K. They're two different things.
Yeah.
I think there's some confusion with some council members about what form-based means.
Maybe a workshop would
be a good time to explain.
Yeah, maybe we should have a workshop with us and council to see what he really wants to do before we get into it.
Well, you'd still have to make the public.
Yeah, because our original charge on form base was the existing B1. To look at the B1 district and think about an overlay for form base planning in the existing B1 district. This is a separate issue, which is a rezoning up K Avenue. Now, that could also have form base.